In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I hope you're having a lovely day and a good week, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about control. And the reason I wanted to record this episode is that I feel like a lot of the Inner Growth listeners might sometimes struggle with this, and I have struggled with this as well in my journey, and I've learned a lot from my inner desire to control things in my life, other people's perceptions of me, my day to day. And so over the last few years and throughout my inner growth journey, this is a topic that has come up a lot, and I've learned a lot about it. And I've learned to alchemize this desire to control in a way that actually benefits me and doesn't stress me out and doesn't make me feel powerless or anxious. And so I wanted to dive into this today. And so if you're someone who has struggled with this before or are struggling with this, hopefully this episode will leave you feeling a little bit lighter, and it will act as a fuel for your inner growth journey and for your mindset, and will leave you feeling a little bit better. So with all of that said, let's dive into it and let's get growing. To start out the episode, I wanted to read three quotes that I found online about control, just to kind of anchor us in. So let's dive into them. The first one is by SZA, and she said, "I don't have any control over what actually happens, except for that I have full control over my will for myself, my intention, and why I'm here. And that's all that matters." The next quote is from Chris Pine, and he said, "The only thing you sometimes have control over is perspective. You don't have control over your situation, but you have a choice about how you view it." And the third quote is from Maya Angelou, and she said, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." And the thing that these three quotes have in common, right, is that the three of them say that we do not have control over everything. We don't have control over what actually happens. We don't have control over some situations in our lives, some events in our lives. But we have control over other things, right? We have control over our intentions, over our will, over our why, our perspective, and how we view things. And we have control over the decision to not be reduced by the fact that we don't have control over everything. And I really wanted to start this off because I feel like it just kind of anchors us in a really powerful way. And that is to just understand that, like, as much as we might try to feel like we have a strong grip on things and on life in general, it's inevitable that there are things that we cannot control. And we can either choose to let ourselves fall to anxiety, to fear, to frustration over that lack of control, or just make peace with that and instead redirect our energy towards the things that we do have control over. And as I mentioned in the intro, this topic of control is something that pops up a lot in coaching. And the reason that it pops up is that I am able to catch my clients in the act of worrying and stressing about the things that they don't have control over. And as the quotes mentioned, some of those things are external events and situations. But something else that we also really don't have control over is other people. We have no control over how other people think, what they say, their opinions, if and how they talk about us. We do not have control over that. And let's be honest here, that can be a tough pill to swallow. And it can be really hard to fully make peace with this, because I think that so many people, so many humans, but especially so many women, spend a lot of their lives trying to control things about themselves, like how and what they eat, how much they work out, the clothes that they wear, their hair, their skin, their face, their bodies, the way that they talk, the way that they act, in an effort to control how people perceive them. Like, so many women spend so much of their lives in this loop, right? And it can be very overwhelming, very all-consuming to spend so much of your life worried about this. And the funny thing, though, is that we might spend all this time trying to control how other people see us, but we still will not have full control over that. And another reality, too, is that people talk, right? And it's possible that people will talk about you. It's likely they will talk about you, but you cannot fully control how they'll talk about you. Because when you're struggling, people might judge you, but when you are thriving and succeeding and achieving a lot of things, people might also judge you, or they might be jealous of you and they might shit talk you because they're trying to feel better about themselves. The truth is that people will judge and people will talk about you if you're struggling or if you're succeeding. So there is no direct correlation between controlling your appearance and the way that you come across and things like that with a guaranteed result in having people only say positive things about you. And as perfectionists, it is in our nature to want to be liked, to want to be accepted and admired, and to have other people say good things about us, right? Perfectionists care a lot about external validation and about receiving positive feedback and positive affirmation from the people in their lives and people in general. Like, it's just something that perfectionists care a lot about. Right? We want to be seen as perfect by other people. And this desire to be seen as perfect is honestly exhausting. It is so tiring. It's going to take so much time and energy, and it's not necessarily going to give you the exact result that you want, because as I said, whether you succeed or fail or struggle or do well, it doesn't matter. People still will talk and people still might judge. And so what it's important to anchor back in on is the fact that trying to control everything will never make you feel powerful, because it's impossible. So you're always going to feel like you're in this rat race and you're never getting to the result that you want. And something that I really had to come to terms with in my own inner growth journey, and it's something that I share a lot with my coaching clients, is that there are certain things that you can't control, like other people's opinions, perspectives, and judgments, like external events, like the weather, but there is a lot that you can control. And what will make you feel better is focusing on what you can control and letting go of the rest. So let's dive into some of the things that you can control. Some examples are how you spend your time, how you speak to yourself when you're alone, which beliefs you choose to enforce with action, right? So which beliefs and things that you hear in your head you choose to enforce, and which beliefs you choose to challenge and to not listen to, right? How do you navigate those limiting beliefs that pop up? Another example is how you nourish your body. So what you eat, how frequently you eat, the groceries you buy, how much water you drink, how much caffeine you drink, also how much movement and rest that you get, so how much sleep you get every night, what workouts you choose to do, also how you respect yourself, right? When you're around other people, how do you talk about yourself? How do you carry yourself? Also how you dress every day, the way that you choose to feel in your body through the clothes that you wear can have an impact, right? So are you wearing comfortable clothes, or are you wearing clothes that are squeezing you and making you feel bad? Another example is the actions that you take every day towards your goals and your visions and the things that you know light you up, the people that you prioritize hanging out with. So how are you spending your time socializing? Are you surrounding yourself with people that make you feel good, or are you surrounding yourself with people that make you feel shitty? And also how you speak up for yourself, and how do you advocate for yourself and ask others to help you, or how do you stand up for what you need? And what media do you consume, right? What podcasts, YouTube channels, TV shows, movies, social media content are you consuming every single day? And what information are you putting into your brain every day? These are just some examples, but you can see that the list of what you can control is way longer than the list of what you cannot. Because as we said, the things that you cannot control are primarily other people and everything that goes along with that. So their thoughts, beliefs, words, judgments, actions, etc. And also external events. So the exact sequence of things, how and when things will happen, what will happen in a year from now, etc. And that's a pretty short list, right? But we spend so much time focusing on that small list that we lose sight of this long ass list of the things that we can control in our lives and the things that will make us feel better. So if you're able to redirect your energy in this way and catch yourself when you get caught up in worrying about being judged or how you're being perceived or what will happen tomorrow, if you're able to catch yourself in those moments and then redirect and say, okay, I can't control that. That's just not within my control. I'm just going to do my best today to focus on what I can and what will make me feel better. So I'm just going to prioritize nourishing myself with foods that I know make me feel good, wearing clothes that I feel comfortable in, spending time with people that I love and that bring me good energy, watching a comfort show, whatever it is, drinking enough water. Focus on those things and you will instantly feel more powerful. Instantly. And I wanted to share with you guys an example that came up recently in my coaching, because maybe you'll feel seen in this example, and obviously I'll keep the coaching client anonymous, but I just think it's something that a lot of people struggle with, and I saw myself in this example, so I think people will resonate with it, and it will enable me to kind of like exemplify this concept of focusing on what you can control and letting go of the rest. Basically, I have this coaching client, and she had been around different people in school who were talking about other people's bodies, other people's weights, other people's appearances. They were being judgy, and this caused my client to feel a little bit thrown off and kind of caused her to go back to some old patterns that she used to struggle with, like counting calories. And she came to me and we kind of started to talk about this, like, why is it that she started to feel the need to control her food again and control the calories she was consuming after being exposed to these people around her that were judging others, right? And the more that we started to talk about this, the clearer it became that she was falling to this pattern of hearing these people and being like, oh my gosh, if they're judging those other girls, they're definitely gonna judge me. And so she kind of fell to that old pattern of trying to control how much she was eating and the calories she was consuming in an effort to control how people would perceive her. And the truth was that as we had chatted through coaching, she knew that counting calories didn't make her feel better, right? It didn't make her feel good energy-wise. And it also didn't really get her the results that she wanted. It didn't improve her relationships. It didn't enhance her connections. It didn't make her feel more confident. It actually just stressed her out. And it made her feel more all-consumed by this and less present. And just in general, it didn't yield the result that she was looking for, which was acceptance or better relationships, right? And we were also able to get really clear on the fact that counting calories and trying to change how we look has no direct correlation with how people perceive us or talk about us, and if they do. So it's just something that our brain and our ego does as a protection mechanism, as something that maybe we have done in the past that we thought would help us. But we have to catch ourselves in those moments when we're slipping into these old patterns and stop ourselves and say, I know this didn't work before. I know this is not going to get me the result that I think it's going to. So in doing that, in stopping your inner critic in your tracks, you are taking a step towards your inner growth. And then the next step after that is affirming the beliefs that you want to have, right? And in the things that you want to feel and the things that you want to enforce about your worth, realizing that one, counting calories won't give you those results, but two, your body is the least interesting thing about you. And actually your relationships are improved through enhanced communication, through the quality of your character. And so instead of thinking, okay, I need to control this external thing, like what I'm eating, in order to control this other external thing, like how people perceive me, you can instead look within and try to control something internally. Try to control something you actually have control over that will make you feel better, that you know will make you feel better. And that is because your relationship with yourself and the way that you think about yourself is what matters the most, because that's what you're emanating, right? So if you choose to water the beliefs that you want to blossom, the things you want to think about yourself and about life, and the things that you want to manifest, the more you will blossom. And therefore, the better energy that you will emanate. And as a result, the better people you're going to attract into your lives, the better energy you're going to create in your day-to-day, and the better you're going to feel. And that makes you magnetic. That makes you feel better, right? So focusing on the things you can control, which we talked about earlier. So for example, how are you speaking to yourself? How are you respecting yourself and speaking up for yourself? How are you nourishing your body? What things are you doing for yourself, for your body, that actually help you feel good? Like, are you drinking enough water? Are you eating foods that make you feel nourished, that make you feel energized to go through your day vibrantly? And are you taking actions towards the things that you want to create, towards the things that you visualize for your life? And who are you surrounding yourself with, right? Are you surrounding yourself with people who are judgy and mean? Or are you surrounding yourself with people who genuinely like you and love you and want to be your friends and aren't your friends because of the way that you look, but rather for who you are? If you're able to switch into that, you instantly feel more powerful. And it's just important to acknowledge that your brain, your ego, and your inner critic will try to go to those old coping mechanisms, to those old means of control that your inner critic thought would work, right? That maybe seemed like the right thing to do, right? Oh, if someone's talking about someone else's body and weight, I should control my calories because that's going to make me lose weight. And therefore, it'll reduce the possibility that these people will talk badly about me and it'll make them like me more. But that's not something that you can 100% prove to be correct. It's just an old coping mechanism. And it's a coping mechanism that didn't empower you, did it? It's not something that made you feel your best, that made you feel vibrant, that made you feel confident, that made you feel empowered. But saying something nice to yourself, going on a walk, drinking some water, watching a comfort show, having a dance party, hanging out with a friend that you love or your mom or your best friend, that will make you feel better. So focus on that instead. Focus on that instead. And honestly, that is the root of what I wanted to get at with this episode, is just a reminder to you that if you struggle with control, you're probably also a little bit anxious, I would say, and a little bit more stressed out than you need to be. And this is coming from personal experience, okay? So I've been there. And working on my need to control has really helped me a lot because it's helped me feel lighter. And I catch myself still all the time falling to this need to control. And this happens a lot with me as well, with wanting to control the people that are around me and that are near me. So controlling the things that they do or the things that they say or whatever. And I've just had to realize that, like, I can't control other people. I am only in control of myself and of my life. And I can lead by example and I can choose to do the things that make me feel good and that will get me a good result. But the more time that I spend trying to control how someone around me acts or how tomorrow will play out or how many views a video is gonna get or something like that, the worse that I feel, the less empowered that I feel. So I really have to catch myself constantly when I fall to this, when I fall to this need to over control and just redirect myself each time. And that's just on the journey of inner growth. Like with everything that we talk about in this podcast, it requires consistency, it requires persistence, it requires repetition, because changing patterns isn't something that happens from the one day to the next. Changing patterns requires commitment. It requires your commitment to yourself and to becoming a better version of you. And it's not easy all the time. You guys probably know this because I imagine if you're listening to this podcast, you are somewhat interested in becoming a better version of you. But becoming a better version of you doesn't mean becoming a perfected version of you. It just means becoming more self-aware, more self-compassionate, more committed, more disciplined, and more loving, more gentle with yourself and with your imperfections and with your slip-ups and with the moments that feel hard, because that's a part of life too. And if we're always trying to feel like life needs to be perfect and everything needs to be perfect all the time and making mistakes or feeling uncomfortable feelings means you're failing, like if you fall to any of that, it's not going to help you. So in this journey of navigating control, just remember this. And also remember that this whole concept of control also ties in very closely with manifestation, Because when we're trying to manifest something in our lives or trying to change something in our reality, we are not able to know exactly how and when that will happen. I've mentioned this before. You can get really clear on what you want and have your vision super clear and know why you want that. Like, why is that important to you? And have that emotion there, have that connection there. But when it comes to that thing really manifesting, you can control the things you have control over, which is the aligned action that you take, your commitment to yourself, and taking those steps towards that vision. But the exact timing for that vision coming to life, the exact way for that thing coming to life, that is not up to you. That's where the universe can come in and surprise you and do its magic and help you make it a reality. But you have to let go of the reins a little bit. And I said this recently when I was with one of my friends hanging out. And I said, the more that you hold on tightly to things, the more the universe is like, hold on. So what that means is the more you try to hold on to things and control things and you overfixate on it and it's all that you can think about and you can only think about the lack and how it's not there yet, the more the universe makes you wait. The more the universe tries to teach you the lesson of surrender and the lesson of you can let go a little bit and I will help you. But you have to realize that you deserve that you deserve to receive too. And so I wanted to tie that in as well because, you know, the journey of inner growth also has some ties to like spirituality and your connection to something greater than yourself and energy, right? So learning to let go of control and learning to let go of controlling things you cannot control can also help you manifest better things in your life because it can help you learn to receive. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing to learn. It's only going to help you. So I hope that this episode left you feeling a little bit better, as I said in the beginning. I hope I made you feel nourished and gave you a little bit of a mindset boost. And if you have a friend or someone in your life who also is a little bit perfectionistic or tries to control things too much, maybe send this to them. And maybe, you know, it'll give you guys something to talk about or in general, just like spread the love and spread this good energy so that more people can embark on their inner growth journey and heal from the inside out and truly glow authentically. So with all of that said, I really hope you enjoyed this episode and please let me know if you did. I believe that now on Spotify, on the app, there's a new feature where you can comment on the episode. So if you're listening on Spotify, drop a comment. And also, if you are based in New York, whether you're in Brooklyn, Manhattan, New Jersey, it doesn't matter. If you're close to New York, I am hosting an Inner Growth Walk on October 5th. There is more information on the Inner Growth Instagram, but it's going to be a really lovely walk. And then we're going to end at Bedford Studio and get some free matchas and free coffee. So if you want to meet in real life, feel free to join. Come on over. Bring a friend. Bring furry friends. It's going to be so lovely. So I hope to see you there. And I will chat with you soon. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to water yourself. And I'll see you next week. Bye.